Here with Ralph Van Dyke, founder of Eardrum. You've just described utopia on stage there. The beautiful world of radio where everybody works together for the good of radio. Describe.
Yeah, well, I think that what I was talking about is how radio can compete with the competition, that the competition is global and the competition is marketing itself beautifully, and radio is doing it in a piecemeal fashion, I believe, and looks small and looks a bit cheap and a bit daggy. And a way of overcoming that is to pull resources and to create a campaign, a group of campaign assets that can be used globally. And yep, it is utopia, and I'm probably dreaming. But if we agree that this could be a good idea, then let's start thinking how we could bring it into fruition.
What's made you think like this? Is it the likes of, I don't know, maybe Apple and the way they work, and it's global there? It's nothing's parochial with them, is it?
No, I think probably what has really been the stimulus for this thought is that we run an agency and we make radio advertising for lots of clients, and we have done for 25 years. And I chose that medium because I really enjoyed writing and producing for it, and I got my creative jollies from it. But I didn't for a second think that for 25 years I'd have to start every meeting justifying the existence of radio. No other meeting, no other agencies go into a meeting and say, before we start, let's tell you about why you should be advertising on TV or why you should be on digital. Most of the advertisers that we work with actually don't know why they're advertising on radio, and we have to kind of explain what it's good at and what it does. Now, it would be fantastic if there was some communication that did that for us and that at least laid the ground rules, the foundation for radio networks and people like us to go and to talk to advertisers and say, well, you know that radio that you've heard about, that thing that it does, well, let's help you do it.
Why is radio so universally bad at this then?
I think it's full of radio people. I think there aren't enough outsiders looking into it, and I think it's we look at our own world and we're very insular, and we try and do everything for all the advertisers, but you know, really, we're doing it for ourselves, or ourselves. The networks are doing it for themselves and coming up with solutions that are great for them, not necessarily for the advertiser. And so I think that that's part of the problem.
So basically, you're sort of saying that a radio person will go in and say, it's theatre of the mind, I've got this wonderful idea, it's got 65 sound effects, 4 voiceovers in it, and it's going to sound amazing, but it's probably not going to sell your product.
Absolutely. But it's not just the advertising, the radio stations. Advertising agency creatives, I believe, are also at fault. They look at radio as a low-hanging fruit opportunity to win an award. And they'll get a briefing, and they'll come up with an idea that'll be creatively amazing, great gag, and it'll be completely ineffective for the client. Now, what happens is the radio station broadcasts that, the advertiser doesn't get a result, and they don't blame the ads, they blame the medium. And so the advertiser doesn't come back.
We've got an example of someone who's good, who's given return on investment, an advertising campaign that has done that.
Have I got examples of campaigns that have achieved ROI? Loads, yeah. And we have to have those because we're not retained. So none of our clients retain us. We're as good as our last campaign. If it didn't work, they don't come back and we don't eat.
Give us the example though of what would that involve? What works, in other words? You know, is it something, a very simple voiceover message? Is it something that's clever? Is it something that's funny? What tends to work?
All of those things. It's summed up in two words, and it's our mantra, and keeps us honest. It's relevant cleverness. If all our messages adhere to that to that criteria, then we'll know that it'll work. It's got to be relevant. Obviously, it's got to talk about the thing that the product is good at and the problem it solves, but it's got to be clever and cut through in order to get people's attention. And it's that balance of both. It can be any of those things. It could be funny, it could be emotional, it could be short, it could be long, but it's got to be relevant and it's got to be clever.
Well, good luck with the Utopia radio idea. If I do see some of the heads of stations here all holding hands, singing We Are The World, I know you've succeeded at this conference.
Amen. We are the world.